You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
It's Monday morning in Chicago, 9 a.m. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, Director of Lay Ministry Formation for the Archdiocese, welcoming you to this segment of Catholic Community of Faith. And it's a bad day on the Lakeshore Drive. If you're out there, we are praying for you, but even more so, we're praying for the accident that happened this morning about an hour ago at North Avenue, I think. So whenever that kind of thing happens, you know, it inconveniences all of us. It certainly made my trip here to the studio much more difficult this morning, but I always try to remember, don't always succeed, that there's people in greater need than I. And so I want to lift up those people involved in the accident, especially the medical personnel, that they can be a source of healing for all of them. The U.S. bishops are meeting this week in Washington, D.C. Cardinal George is there, all of our auxiliary bishops, so we also want to lift them up. They have important business to discuss, not the least of which is the way we pray our liturgy. So let's make sure that we keep them in prayer throughout this week. We recently celebrated Veterans Day. Today is Catholic Schools Day. This is our Catholic Schools program. And you may be wondering, is there a connection between Veterans Day and Catholic Schools? Well, we're here to tell you, yes, there is. In the studio this morning, we have Mary Jane Donegan, music teacher from St. Christina School, and Marie McAuliffe, the librarian, also from St. Christina. And the two of them were very instrumental in putting together a very successful Veterans Day program involving all the students in the school. Good morning, Marie and Mary Jane.
Good morning.
So, Veterans Day, what in the world prompted you all to put together this major program that, from the looks of it, took many, many hours and many weeks of planning?
Well, it all started with Marie and I in our summer walks. We walk all the time. And we were talking about Marie going to a Memorial Day celebration at a cemetery. And she was saying she knew all the songs, the military songs. And her son asked her, "Mom, how do you know these?" "Well, I learned them when I was a kid." And it's funny because I said to Marie, "Oh, that's funny you should say that, because I felt like I was going to teach the children the military songs this year in music after doing the American songs last year." So I thought, well, I'll put the military songs in. And she said, "Well, wouldn't it be cool if we could do a Veterans Day program?" So we went off and said, this would be great. So we went to our principal, Mary Stokes, and our assistant principal, Nancy Mikowski, and they said, "Run with it, girls." And so we ran with it. And
now, running with it meant what? What were you trying to put together?
Well, some type of program which we could involve veterans, our students at school, using the military songs, and our band helped us out playing the Star Spangled Banner and some of the military songs. And we just started getting everybody involved. And so then I went to a couple other people, our junior high teacher, Patty Bresnahan, and she teaches communication. So she got the kids started on research of the Armed Forces, Veterans Day, what it's all about, so we could explain to the kids what Veterans Day is all about. And then we went from there. And then our tech person was Sue Kelly, who put our slide presentation together, which was absolutely beautiful.
Well, I'm looking at a very attractive program that has the coat of arms of each of the branches of service, the Army, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, and, of course, the Marines. But you began your program with a history of Veterans Day. So give us a little bit of the background. How did this memorial come about?
Well, the memorial or the Veterans Day was that the student got up there and read about how it was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. It was the signing of the treaty of the ending of World War I. And this was explained to the kids. And then it went on how it changed from Armistice Day into now what's called Veterans Day, and how we honor our vets of all wars, whether they be across the ocean or within our own Civil War, Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the kids don't know why we're off school. We're off school. Yeah. Well, it's Veterans Day. Why are we off school for Veterans Day? So this, we were off on Monday and the program was Wednesday. So it all tied in, and we had practiced on Friday. So the kids knew this is why we're off on Monday.
Right. Yeah, that's excellent. Were all the children given the task of finding the history of the different branches of the service, or did you assign individual kids to do that research?
Well, what Mrs. Bresnahan had done, she took the 7th, 8th graders and she divided the 6 classes that she has. One had Veterans Day, Navy, Marines, and so on. And then what was neat that I saw, some of the other classes, the other grades, went online and found activities to do with their kids about Veterans Day, and they did little booklets and pictures and research themselves in their classroom to aid so that they knew what was going on.
Yeah. Now, are the two of you children of veterans?
Yes. Navy.
Navy.
Both Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you became friends?
No.
You're both Navy brats?
No. Yeah.
No, we became friends because we wanted to walk. Yeah. Do our little walking all summer.
We've worked together for 10 years.
Yes, right.
You know, I was really struck on Veterans Day. I often am by this fact. I was thinking about how my father-in-law is a veteran. He's still living, and he received a Purple Heart. My father was also a veteran. Only the problem is, during the war, my father and my father-in-law were on opposite sides fighting each other because my dad was in the Italian Army. I was born in Italy myself. And, you know, here we are many, many years later. And, of course, they were the best of friends and were very close families. So it's a great irony that enemies can become friends. But as you focused on this celebration and tried to honor the branches of the different branches of service that have helped to keep the country safe, did you learn anything that surprised you? Did the kids mention anything in their presentations that you kind of went, oh, wow, I didn't know that?
Well, they gave information like who is the head of each of the armed forces, what is their job to do when they're in war or in time of peace, what is their job as what were they doing. And I think that was important to bring out to the kids because, like, I was talking to my mother after, and she said that this was a history lesson for the kids, that they got some information also, not just singing the fun songs, but to get some information about what does the Army do, what does the Marines do, where did Marines come from, what year. I think they learned things like that.
Yeah. Did you invite veterans to participate in the celebration?
We invited them to come, share pictures with for the slide presentation, to come, and we honored them. We didn't really ask them, you know, questions, or we talked to them after at the mm-hmm. reception, but we didn't ask them questions during the program itself.
Did kids bring their grandpas or their?
Yes, they took the invitation and they. Gave it to their.
They invited. We printed up an invitation for each school child to send home, or as many as they wanted, they could invite. So a lot of them. We had one 8th grade girl who her father is active in the military, and he came dressed in his. He's in the Army, I believe.
Right.
He was
yes.
in the Army, so they all got to invite their grandparents or parents, and they submitted the pictures. So they were so excited when they saw their grandpa or their great grandpa's pictures on the slide presentation.
Oh, so you put together some slides as well. Tell us about that. What did that involve?
Well, we put out an all points bulletin to the bulletin, our school newspaper, and said we really like to put pictures up of veterans, of your grandpas, your grandmas, your aunts and uncles, and we got an overwhelming like 150 pictures, and then we scanned them and put them into a PowerPoint thing, which we added music to the background, and then it was funny because you could hear people around us as the program was going, their pictures showed up. Like, oh, that's you, you know. So it was kind of neat that they could see themselves up there, that we were aware of them being part of the armed forces.
Now, were these current pictures of the military people, or were these pictures of when they were actually in the military, so much younger photos?
When so much younger, like my dad's picture when, you know, right when in 1942 on the Navy boat. And that so, and her dad was there, and it was his picture, the colored portraits that they did way back then. It was very nice to see.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. What a wonderful way to honor these men and women who really have made an amazing contribution to the life of the country. We're going to continue our conversation, but first we're going to take a short break. It's not Veterans Day anymore, but it's never too late to remember and honor those who have served our country. So we're going to continue the conversation. Please don't go away.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com to view our photo gallery and catch up on the latest news. Subscribe to the Catholic New World online, at your parish church during our subscription drive, or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Come enjoy more than 250 wines from around the world at Catholic Charities' 9th Annual Divine Affair on January 31st at the Union League Club in Chicago. Catholic Charities hosts this annual event to benefit its self-sufficiency programs for poor families. Tickets cost $100 and include wine tasting and appreciation seminars and a silent auction. A special reduced rate will be offered to designated drivers. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/divine or call 312-655-7912 for details.
It's 9:12 in Chicago, Monday morning, beautiful day out there. Hope that you are in a good, safe, and comfortable place as you listen to us. If you're on your way to work, glad we can keep you company on your way. We are talking today with two teachers from St. Christina School on Chicago's South Side, with Mary Jane Donegan, who is the school's music teacher, and Marie McAuliffe, who is St. Christina's librarian. And the two of them cooked up a wonderful celebration to honor America's veterans for this past Veterans Day. We're talking to them to find out what they did, and maybe you'll want to pass these ideas on to your own school, because it sounds like a great day to mark this great holiday. Tell me about the reaction of the veterans who attended. I'm sure you had a chance to talk to them. I think, Marie, you mentioned that your own father?
No, Mary Jane's father was there.
Mary Jane's father was there. As you watched them during the ceremony, as you talked to them afterwards, what impact did this have on them?
Well, the first thing that I noticed was at the end of the ceremony, of course, I kept watching my father every once in a while to see how he was reacting. And there were tears coming down, you know, his face. So it's kind of neat to see. But after the program was over, I was standing in the front of church where we had held it, and veterans were coming past me and thanking me and hugging me. I don't even know who they were, but they were saying what a fantastic thing to do for our parish, that most of these people from our parish, some outside, but they were there and they were so excited that we did something, shaking my hand and hugging us. We went back into the reception and we were milling around, and the reaction couldn't have been better. They just were so thrilled to death with the whole thing.
Seems to be patriotic music, children, and Veterans Day is a guaranteed formula for tears. It's going to be hard to avoid. Give us a rundown, because you know the folks listening may have a hard time understanding what exactly this celebration consisted of. So just give us a brief outline of what the event looked like.
Well, it was kind of like we started with the Star Spangled Banner, and
our band played
under the direction of Mr. Stiak, and we had them start, and then we had a welcome, and that we were, our thing was with grateful hearts, was our kind of our theme, with grateful hearts we thank you. And then we went through the history first, the Veterans Day, and then we took each of the armed branches, starting with the Army, and with the, she gave a brief history, and then we sang the Caisson song. But before we sang the caisson song, we had all the Army members stand up. And then the children and all of us, we clapped for them. And then they sat down. And then we went into the Navy, did the same thing, which my dad was in the Navy. So he kind of looked at me and had a little twinkle in his eye. So it was kind of neat that he did that, you know. And then we had the slide presentation to break it up a little bit from what we were doing. And then we finished with the Air Force, the Marines, and the Coast Guard. Then I had my choir. I have a children's choir. And we sang a round called America. And then we had the DVD, this CD about the veterans that a student had done from Purdue. And then our behind-the-scenes person was Mrs. Joni Moreno. She was helping us out with everything behind there. And Father Sullivan gave a wonderful blessing, our pastor. He gave a wonderful blessing to the veterans to keep them safe. It was
so
very nice.
A very simple structure, history of Veterans Day, and then a history of each of the branches, asking the representatives of that branch of service to stand and acknowledge them.
Correct.
I suspect that was one of the most powerful moments throughout
the
service.
It was the veterans, when they would stand, they would salute each other.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was moving. Yes. You know, that they would go to each other if they were the Navy or whatever. And it was like, it was the range in age. You know, Mary Jane's dad is in his 80s, and then there's young guys in their 30s.
Yeah.
That was moving.
Yeah. Now, you're both daughters of Navy veterans.
Correct.
And our producer, hockey hitman over there, Brian, is reminding us that Navy beat Notre Dame. I'm not sure we're supposed to rejoice over that, those of us who are Notre Dame fans, but Brian is certainly rejoicing about that one. Now, this was your first time that you did this event.
Correct.
You're going to repeat it?
Yes, we think when we put together after it, we sat down, Mary Jane and I, and the Sue Kelly and Joni Moreno, Patty Bresnahan, putting together what we'll do differently next year, because we can't have the same show.
Yeah.
We need to kick it up a notch, I guess. So we started a folder, and people are giving us ideas what we should do, and some of them thought maybe a veteran should speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of, I don't know if we can get someone, maybe your dad.
Oh, he loves to talk.
Yeah. Oh, I'll bet you can get a veteran to speak. Any veterans out there in the St. Christina area, give us a call if you want to talk at St. Christina next year. In fact, anyone out there who would like to make a comment about being in the military or about honoring those who've been in the military, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 312-255-8408. That's 312-255-8408. Having done this and being committed to wanting to do it again, what's the one thing that convinced you? I mean, was there a moment during the celebration where you thought, yeah, this is working and we got to do it again? You know, was there any part of it that convinced you this is worth repeating?
Well, I think personally for myself, in talking to my mom and dad, especially my dad before the show, he was so excited about the whole thing. And when I sat there watching him, but there was a point at the time when we showed the DVD at the very end, I sat back and I said to myself, this couldn't have gone better. This couldn't have gone with these people around me who seem so happy, these veterans that came here. And, you know, my father's 89 years old, and there was a 91-year-old man that was brought from the nursing home by the granddaughter, and he just thought it was the greatest thing. He kept shaking my hand. I think I sat back and thought, we've done something good to salute these people that we don't even know that have taken care of us all our lives, that gave us the rights and the freedoms that we have.
Yeah. What about the kids? What was their reaction to this event?
When we had two practices and then the real show. So for a kid, we're on a shortened schedule, so they get out of school. You know, all the classes are shortened. And it seemed like, oh, we have to sit in church. But on that day, when they saw those veterans there, they were so reverent. We were so proud of those kids. And we had the logistics of who moves when and where, and no one had to prompt them. They knew exactly what to do. Well, their teachers, of course, said, okay, you're up. But they were so reverent that day, and I think they were surprised at how the reaction of the veterans.
Well, it sounds like an amazingly successful event, honoring these brave men and women who have served the country and opening the eyes and hearts of the children of the school to recognize that generous contribution. So we thank you both, Mary Jane Donegan and Marie McAuliffe and St. Christina School. Congratulations. We're going to take a short break and be back and continue this Catholic Schools program. Please don't go away.
Dr. Jeffrey Rosen, Dean of the School of Continuing and Professional Education at Loyola University, will speak at Holy Name Cathedral on Wednesday evening, November 18th at 6:30 p.m. His topic is Learn for as Long as You Live, Loyola's Commitment to a Faith-Based Environment to Enhance Your Understanding of Body, Mind, and Spirit. Dean Rosen's mission is to reach out to the local community and provide practical information for personal, professional, and spiritual enrichment in the context of the mission of a Catholic university. All are welcome. The presentation will be given at the Cathedral Parish Center Cafeteria at the corner of State and Chicago. Parking is available in the Holy Name Cathedral lot. Light refreshments will be served at 6:15 p.m. Dean Rosen's presentation starts at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday evening, November 4th. Don't miss it.
For four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has strived to improve the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Throughout Cook and Lake County, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe, help the homeless and the elderly, and defend the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. Break the cycle of poverty. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Help unwrap the spirit this holiday season with Catholic Charities annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to join us in helping children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit by sponsoring a family, donating a toy, or volunteering with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, Director of Lay Ministry Formation. Going solo today, wishing Father Greg well. He's celebrating a funeral liturgy this morning. So we pray for him and the family that he's helping through their time of grief. And we are celebrating Catholic schools this morning. And during this segment, we're going to be talking about some excellent principles. This coming Thursday is Principle Appreciation Day. And we all know that principal is spelled with a P-A-L at the end because your principal is your pal. Isn't that what they taught you, Brian, when you were a kid? That is the weirdest thing he has ever heard. But it's true. And we've got two students who will validate what I just said. On the phone this morning, we have a young man named Alex, a fifth grader at St. Pius School, who's going to tell us why he appreciates his principal. And we also have a young woman, Diane, a senior at Our Lady of Tepeyac School. Good morning, Alex and Diane.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, we lost Alex, so we've got Diane. How are you, Diane?
I'm good, and you?
I'm very well. Now, you are going to tell me about your principal. So why don't you begin by telling us the name of your principal?
Her name is Joni Thompson.
Ms. Joni Thompson, and what do you appreciate about her?
Well, we appreciate all that she has done for the school and for the students over the past years.
Like what?
Like, she gets money for financial aid.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have to pay that much money for the school. I mean, for the school year. And then, and she's always available to talk to us and help us with their problems. So, yeah, that's what we appreciate about her.
Well, very good. So you're a senior there. Has she been the principal for all four of your years?
Yes, she has.
And have you gotten to know more about her during the 4 years that you've been there?
Yes. We had a little chat like 2 weeks ago.
You did?
Yes.
What was the reason for that? You weren't in trouble, were you?
No. It was just something that we had to talk about because for student council we had to work on the jogger. So, yeah, we were talking about that.
Are you a member of the student council?
Yes, I'm co-president.
Excellent. So you probably deal with the principal frequently.
Yes.
Now, I'm an old man, so tell me her name again. Joni
Thompson.
Thompson. So now, Ms. Thompson, as the principal, a typical student, how often would she run into Ms. Thompson?
Well, she's always in the hallways greeting people, so I guess, like, during when we change classes, so yeah.
And you have I imagine you have like all school assemblies.
Yes, like Monday morning meetings.
Oh really? Every Monday?
Which is today.
Okay.
During right now, during this time.
They're meeting right now, even as we speak.
Yes.
So Ms. Thompson is out there talking to the students.
Yes, and I'm over here talking to you.
There you go. So what would she be telling them today?
Well, the upcoming events that we have this week. Yes.
And how would you describe Ms. Thompson's style? Is she formal? Is she friendly? I mean, you know, if another student wanted to come to the school there and wanted to know what the principal was like, what would you say to her?
That she's very friendly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that she's willing to talk to you whenever you need to talk to her.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, being a high school principal is not an easy thing, is it?
No, it's not.
From the student side, what would you say would be some of the most challenging aspects of being a principal?
Challenging aspects of Ms. Thompson being a principal.
Is it the discipline? Is it dealing with teachers? Is it raising money, like you said before?
Like it's a small school. Probably the money money's always an issue. So we have to, like, she has to work to get more money for the school and so the students don't have to pay like a lot of money for tuition.
Right. How many students do you have there?
Students, like how many? Like 180.
Okay, so it is. It's a very small school. And what made you pick Our Lady of Tepeyac?
Well, I came from a public elementary school, but like my cousin, she was a senior at the time, so she talked to my mom and told her that it was a really good school. So my mom decided to bring me here.
Did you go for a shadow day or to?
No, because it was like a late notice already.
Uh huh.
So I just came the first day of school.
And did you like it right away, or did it have to grow on you?
No, I liked it right away because I mean the teachers are really nice and they're willing to talk to you, and like if you need help with anything, they're always willing to like stay after school with you and stuff.
My producers tell me we have Alexandria where?
I'm sorry?
Oh, Alex is on the phone? Okay, thank you. Diane, hang on. And we now have Alexandria from St. Pius also on the phone. Good morning, Alexandria.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. We lost you for a minute. You went off in cyberspace somewhere. Now, you're a fifth grader, right? Well, you sound very precocious there. Tell me, what do you like about your principal? And tell us first the name of your principal.
Our principal's name is Miss Nancy Nasco.
Okay. What do you like about Miss Nasco?
She's the person who's always thoughtful about what you're doing in class. She's funny, she's caring, and she's loving.
Funny, caring, and loving. That sounds great. How do you see her being caring and loving?
Because she's always asking, what are you doing in class? And She never has. She's never down on anything we do. She's always up for hearing about what we're gonna do. And she's loving because she shows her love by coming to school every day and helping us achieve our goal of making a world of difference.
Wow, it sounds like you really took some time to think about this. God bless you for that. So in other words, she doesn't just walk past students going down the hall. If she sees somebody, she'll take the time to stop and ask them how they're doing, huh?
Of course.
Of course. Listen to that. Have you been at St. Pius from the time you were a kindergartner?
Yes.
And do you like it more, or do you like it less than when you started?
I like it even more, knowing all the teachers, and especially the principal taking us through grade through grade.
That's excellent. You know, that was a risky question for me to ask, because what if you had said you like it less?
If I liked it less, I wouldn't be here right now.
Well, God bless you. See, you're a young woman who knows her mind. You're going to be by the time you get to be a senior in high school, you're going to be a dynamic young lady.
Yep.
Good for you. What do you like best about St. Pius School?
I would have to say what I like best about St. Pius School would be just the feeling of being loved by every single teacher and principal.
Wow. And it sounds like you really, really mean that, don't you, Alexander?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So you'd say that it's a pretty special school?
Of course it is. It feels like you could just be coming from... You could start this school from kindergarten, and you could go all the way to eighth grade, no problem at all.
Do you know kids who go to other schools?
Can you repeat the question? I couldn't hear
you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Do you know children who attend other schools besides St. Pius?
Yes.
Do they feel the same way about their school that you feel about yours?
Yes.
Well, that's good to know. Because it's important to like your school and to feel like you're cared about.
Yes.
Tell us one last thing about Ms. Nasco. If somebody wanted to come to the school there, but they said, you know, the last school I attended, I didn't like my principal. Will I like this principal? What would you say to assure your friend that they really would like Ms. Nasco?
Ms. Nasco could be the person you can trust with anything.
Boy, you know what? I'm looking forward to voting for you for president someday. God bless you. One thing's for sure. St. Pius has done a great job on you because you sound like a very talented child. So we want to thank both Diane and Alexandria for taking the time to brag about their principals. And we want to thank those principal, Miss Nancy Nasco and Miss Joni Thompson, for the wonderful work they're doing in our schools. Stay with us. We'll be back after this short break and continue this Catholic Schools program.
Would you like to support bringing in Jason Evert and other dynamic chastity programs that reach about 25,000 teens and young adults locally every year? Would you like to hear an internationally renowned leader from the Vatican discuss how U.S. policies on abortion and contraception are impacting Africa and the world? On Sunday, November 22nd, the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago is honored to welcome Cardinal Francis Arinze of Nigeria, the Vatican's Prefect Emeritus of the Congregation of Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. Come hear this tremendous leader of the Church and our beloved Cardinal Francis George at the Educating Minds Inspiring Hearts Benefit Dinner for the Chastity Education Initiative. To reserve your seats to hear Cardinal Arinze, call the Respect Life Office at 312-534-5355 or go to our website, respectlifechicago.org. Join us on Sunday, November 22nd for a great evening for a great cause.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you for spending this hour of your Monday morning with us. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, Director of Lay Ministry Formation, sitting here as your host this morning as we talk about Catholic schools. You know, Catholic schools are very important in the life of the Archdiocese of Chicago. They're very important in the life of this city because we Catholics comprise about one half of the population of the metropolitan area, and many of us have had the good fortune of being educated in Catholic schools. This morning you've heard from two teachers in Catholic schools. You've also heard from two students, a fifth grader and a senior, who are currently being educated in Catholic schools. And now we're going to hear from a parent who has made the decision to send two of her children to a Catholic school. So we want to welcome to the program Sandra Maldonado, who is the parent of a sixth grader and an eighth grader at St. William's School in Chicago. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. And thank you for coming down here to the studio to brag about your children's school.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
How long have you been involved in the life of St. William?
Since my children started attending there at the age of 3 years old.
3 years old. So
yes,
they have a pre-K program.
They absolutely do. Full day, half day, and after school and before school programs for those parents who need that as well.
Yeah. Why did you decide to send your children to the pre-K program?
Initially, for me, the pre-K program was more of a social introduction for my child. My mother stays with us, and I did have the option of leaving him at home with my mother. But I thought, at 3 years old, let's start introducing him to other children and getting him involved. So I didn't need the before and after school program offered in the pre-school program that St. William offers. But I did want to introduce him to the social aspect of education. And from then on, once he began kindergarten, it was full time until now. He's in eighth grade.
Well, and that's your son, Mario.
That is Mario.
When I was a kid, I had a boss who used to call me Mario. Being an Italian kid, and he couldn't remember Graziano, so he'd pick any Italian name he could think of. Some days I was Tony, some days I was Mario.
Funny.
As an eighth grader, what's his experience been at St. William? I mean, that's a lot of formative years. You know, he's been there.
Yes.
Most of his life, he's been a student of St. William.
Yes. I can honestly say that he loves attending St. William School. The friendships that he has formed at St. William will be friendships that he will have forever. When you start making the decision what high school you're going to go to, a lot of the kids will split up. But being from the same neighborhood, attending the same parish, I know without a shadow of a doubt that these kids will stay in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And those will be long life friendships for him.
Does he know where he'll be going next year?
We're looking at Notre Dame for boys and Niles. Excellent. And also Garin Prep, which is in our neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be one
both
of those
both very
two.
Fine schools.
Yes.
Yes. I actually used to work at Notre Dame.
Did you?
And I was there this weekend helping to do a retreat for their board of directors. So it's both excellent choices. Excellent choices.
Yes.
You also have a younger child who's there, Marissa, a sixth grader.
Yes.
Is there a difference between the boy experience and the girl experience?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You can see how the girls tend to click with the girls and the boys tend to click with the boys. The girls tend to be more active in one area and the boys in another. Although both my children take advantage of the sports programs at St. William. They're both actively involved in the soccer program and the basketball program, which begin for fourth graders in our school. And they both have been involved with that. But then Marissa has that artistic side to her where she's in the student council at our school. Mm. And she is a part of we have a talent show once a year, and she likes to be involved in that. So you definitely see the differences between the boys and the girls.
What aspects of the entire school package have you been happiest with? You know, there's academics, there's extracurriculars, there's, like you said, the friendships, there's the teachers. What are the things that you have found most satisfying that you haven't had to say, you know, I'm a little worried about this, I'm going to go need to talk to the principal about that?
Good question. One of the things that keeps me being one of the top cheerleaders for our school is the great academic program that our school has to offer. And it just gets proven to me as a parent year after year by seeing where the graduates of St. William continue to attend high school and continue to attend college beyond high school. That, to me, is one of the biggest advertisements that our school can show. I, for one, tend to ask parents who continue to have children at St. William who now have children at a high school, how is your child doing? How do they like this high school? They go to schools like Fenwick, Notre Dame for boys, St. Ignatius, even the Chicago Selective Schools, Northside Prep. Parents look into those options. Our kids at St. William are getting into those schools. So that tells me, wow, these teachers at St. William know what they're doing.
Yeah. Now hold that thought. We need to take a short break, and afterwards we'll continue giving you a chance to be St. William's best cheerleader. You're listening to Catholic Communion of Faith. We'll be right back after this very brief break. Please stay with us.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Sister Rosemary Conley celebrates her 40th year at the helm of Misericordia. We'll visit with Sister Rosemary and witness the wonderful work being done at Misericordia for people with disabilities. And we'll talk with Cardinal George about his new book, The Difference God Makes, A Catholic Vision of Faith, Communion, and Culture.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too, for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. We hope we are keeping you company as you continue your morning commute or your morning errands or sit and have that second cup of coffee. I'm still on my first, so I'm looking forward to a nice fresh cup sometime soon. We have the pleasure of speaking with Sandra Maldonado, who is a parent of a 6th and 8th grader, or of 6th and 8th graders at St. William's School. And she is a self-labeled biggest fan of the school. She's entrusted her two children to the school since they were 3 years old. And I would imagine, Sandra, that there's a great deal of trust that's involved in making a decision, particularly when you're sending the real little ones, you know, the three-year-olds off to school. They've been in the cocoon of your loving care for those initial years. And now, like you said earlier, you want them to get the socialization. You want them to develop those skills to meet other kids, to learn to interact. But that's not a decision you can make lightly. So you looked at St. William and you decided, this is the place for my kids.
Absolutely.
What drew you there initially?
You know, good question. I live in a neighborhood where there is also a magnet school. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that when my son was born, who's now 13, about a year later, I walked over carrying him. He was in a stroller, and I walked over to that magnet school. I wanted to find out information about that. And I thought, let me see what the school has to offer. Although being Catholic, of course, that was what I always thought would be, without a doubt, that my kids would go to Catholic school. But I thought, let me explore the option of what a magnet school has to offer. And I walked in there, got the information I thought I needed. But then I felt that along with having a great education, I wanted my kids to have a good spiritual foundation, which is why I say, without a doubt, Catholic schools were our choice, our number one choice. And so at 3 years old, of course, we enroll my son, Mario, there, and then 2 years later, enroll my daughter. But one of the things I've loved is the smallness of the school, the ability to get to know who's who. And I feel that if I'm not there on time to pick up my child, they're in no danger. They're going to be looked after, whether it's by a staff member or another parent, because everyone knows who is who. And that's so important nowadays, especially living in a big city like Chicago.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you bring up the faith dimension, because, you know, we're not here to say, oh, the Catholic schools are so much better than the public schools. Although, I mean, statistics don't lie, and it's a fact that the Catholic school kids do incredibly well and do better than their public school counterparts for the most part. But we also know, as you mentioned, that there are magnet schools, that the quality of Chicago schools has increased considerably. And so sometimes a parent does have the option of a very fine public magnet school or a Catholic school. And often it's that faith dimension that makes the difference.
Yes.
As you watch them grow within these schools, have you seen that initial choice that you made reaffirmed? Do you feel like you did the right thing?
That
the
Absolutely.
I wish the viewers, the listeners could see the huge smile on your face.
Well, I smile because anyone who's a parent can tell you, and I'm not sure if you're a parent. I think you said you have a daughter. You had a,
three
you have
kids,
a daughter.
Yeah.
You mentioned your daughter.
Yeah.
It's challenging to be a parent. You don't get a manual when you become a parent and say, this is how it is. And so I rely on not the school, the Catholic school, to teach my children right from wrong, but to teach them that faith factor. And being Catholic myself and believing in God, and I'm not here to preach to anybody, but I am a person of faith. I want my kids to know right from wrong. My son is 13 years old right now. A boy, 13 years old, very handsome boy, I may add. My daughter, too, she's beautiful, has lots of girls chasing after him. But I know because of the decision I made to send him to Catholic school, he knows without a shadow of a doubt right from wrong. Mm. And so it's not just what I'm teaching at home along with my husband, who's wonderful. And I just had to throw in there, honey, I love you. between the two of us, I believe we're doing a great job. But I also know that having Father Hastings, Father Mike, give those talk at school to kids, people like my son, when they're about to make a decision, they think not only about what I'm saying at home and what my husband's saying, but what Father Mike is saying and what Father Hastings is saying. And so I love that they have that spiritual foundation.
So it's not going one ear out the other.
Exactly. And I'm not saying he's perfect, what teenager is, but I think he thinks about it twice. And haven't had many issues with my daughter yet. She's just 11, but I hope she'll have that guidance as well.
We need to take a final break, and then we'll be back to continue our conversation. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith. Don't go away. We have more to talk about right after this brief announcement.
For four decades, the Catholic Campaign for Human Development has invested in the human spirit, improving the quality of life in our less fortunate communities. CCHD is committed to the right to life and dignity of every human being. Here's Cardinal Francis George.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is designed to help people who are usually poor to figure out, with a little bit of help, how they can help themselves, and in that way, to break the cycle of poverty.
From the far northern reaches of Lake County to the southeast side of Chicago, CCHD-funded programs keep kids safe and out of gangs, help the homeless get back on their feet, care for the elderly, and protect the rights of workers, immigrants, and people with disabilities. The need is great. Your help is critical. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development is committed to battling the root causes of poverty through faith and through action. Make Chicago and its suburbs a better place to live. Support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back. You've been listening to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, and this is Catholic Schools programming. We're delighted to help you learn more about the wonderful schools that the Archdiocese provides and the difference that they make in the lives of not just Chicago Catholics, but of the entire metropolitan community here. We're happy to welcome to the program Ms. Nancy Bauer, who is the principal of St. William's School. Good morning, Nancy.
It's Mary.
Mary.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, just talking about my wife, Nancy. Mary Bauer. Mary Bauer. How are you, Mary?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
You know, I've got one of your biggest fans sitting here in the studio right opposite me.
I've actually been listening to her until I had to turn off the radio so I could talk to you.
You're going to have to put her on retainer.
She already is.
You know, she makes St. William sound like a pretty special school.
Well,
I'm assuming you won't disagree.
I will not disagree, no. I've been here for 14 years now, and I think it's a pretty special place, too.
You've got some events coming up at the school. Why don't you tell us about your Christmas pageant?
Well, we have a Christmas program in our church on Thursday, December 17th. It begins at 7 o'clock, and we have a big, huge church, so there would be plenty of space for anyone who wanted to come and check it out.
And what does the pageant consist of?
It's actually very simple. Each class from preschool through eighth grade sings a couple of songs. There is a storyline that goes through the entire pageant, and the narration for that is usually handled by our eighth graders.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds like fun. So this is open to the public?
It's open to the public, yes.
Tell us again the date?
Thursday, December 17th, 7 o'clock.
And where's St. William's located?
We are at the church is at the southwest corner of Sayre and Wrightwood. We're four short blocks east of Harlem Avenue and two blocks north of Grand Avenue.
Okay, so just east of Harlem, just north of Grand.
Right.
And what about open house? Are you having an open house?
Of course we are. Our open house is on Sunday, January 31st, to kick off Catholic Schools Week. We have a family mass at 9:30, and then the open house immediately after that until noon.
So you got lots to brag about. What kind of things will you be featuring at the open house?
The open house is highlighting everything that the children have been working on through the year. So the teachers do a lot of special projects, and they keep some of them so that they can put those out, some things that are special just for the open house, where they time them so that they'll be ready at that time. And it's basically just to come in and see the school in action. We think that that's one of the things that highlights what we do the best, is to actually come and visit.
So is Sandra an anomaly? Is she an unusual kind of parent, or is she typical of the kind of dedicated and talented parents who help support the school?
We have lots of dedicated and talented parents who support us. Sandra is one of the all-time best, and she knows that I think that. She has always been willing to do anything that she possibly can to support St. William. And so when we got this opportunity last week, we knew immediately who we wanted to ask.
That's great. So if there's a parent out there who's contemplating becoming a St. William parent, where's a website they might come to find out more about the school?
Our website is www.stwilliamschool.org.
One more time?
St-William, no S on William, school.org.
stwilliamschool.org.
Right.
I just wanted to say really quickly, too, that during the open house, any new family that attends our open house will get a tour by one of our parents so that someone from St. William can actually walk them through the school and talk to them about each room and any activities that we offer. So
that's a great idea. I haven't heard of schools using parents to do that kind of thing. That's a wonderful idea.
Well, obviously, do that in Spanish and in English as well.
Oh,
yes.
And if occasionally we have a need for Polish, and we do have some parents we can call on for that too.
Fantastic. Unfortunately, we're out of time. It's always easy to brag about the Catholic schools, and we're very proud of that fact. We want to thank our guests this morning, Sandra Maldonado, a parent from St. William, and Mrs. Mary Bauer, who is the school's principal. We thank our producers, Yasmin Quiros and Ryan Blackburn, our engineer, Brian Hitman, who is always enthusiastic and keeping us online. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, grateful to be with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.